going to be speaking about the Parshas Pekudei, about the Beis HaMikdosh, Rishus, the Mashkiach, Shlita. I feel a little bit bad. The Mashkiach doesn't get to, not going to hear the classic Shvilei Pinchas of what we usually do, because Parshas Pekudei was a lot of work. I fell asleep last night on my Shvilei Pinchas, and this morning also was working on it, but it's very hard to pull out what we're trying to give. We don't just, you know, open up a Shvilei Pinchas and just share it with you. I try to filter through and find something that I feel is appropriate, and it's very challenging in Parshas Pekudei in general to find certain things, but I'm going to share with you something which is partially Shvilei Pinchas. Mostly it's my own thoughts, or my own collection, I should say. It's very little of my own thoughts, it's collections. The pasuk begins, it says, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan Mishkan Ha'edus Asher Pukar Al Pi Moshe. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan is where we start speaking about the Mishkan. And it says the word Mishkan two times, right after the other. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan Mishkan Ha'edus. So why does it say the double lashon of Pekudei? There's different pshatim. There's Rashi that's bringing the Medrash, and then there is the Rabbeinu Bechai is also understanding a different medrash. Rashi brings a medrash that says that it says twice Lashon Mishkan because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mimashkein, which means he's going to take as a collateral two times, two collaterals, two mashkins. What are the mashkins that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes? Beis HaMikdash Rishon, Beis HaMikdash Sheni. Why is he telling us to it here? Why is he talking about it as a language of Mishkan? That's not for now. Our discussion, we spoke about it somewhat in our shir on Thursday. There's another pshat, which is the Rabbeinu Bechai, that says, Eil Pekudei HaMishkan Mishkan. Why is the double lashon Mishkan? Because there's actually two Mishkans simultaneous that exist. There's a Mishkan Shel Mala and a Mishkan Shel Mata. There's a Mishkan that's in Shamayim and a Mishkan down here, just like it says with people also. With people, there's our neshama down here and neshama up there. That's why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Avram, what does he say? Anyone? Avram, Avram. When he calls Moshe, what does he say? Moshe, Moshe. What is he repeating himself? I'm sure that they listened the first time. There's two Avrams. There's two Moshes. By Avram, it's Avram, Avram, which means that there's a pause in between. By Moshe, there's no pause. And the Ruach Chaim speaks about that the Moshe's neshama and Shemaim and down here are connected. Isha Elokim, Chetzi Lamala, Chetzi Lamata. We're not going to go into that so much. But the Mishkan also has that. The Mishkan has a Mishkan Lamala and a Mishkan Lamata. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Lo Yavoy, B'Yushalayim Shalmala, Ad She'avoy, B'Yushalayim Shalmata. So there is, they go together, but Kodesh Baruch Hu promises Kilo he's not going to, he's going to keep his Shechina in Galus until he builds the Beis HaMikdash down here. But there's two of them. There's up there and there's down here. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus. There's the up there and then there's the down here. Now, as a side point, what the Shvilei Pinchas does over here in Ayin Dalid, the Shvilei Pinchas speaks about the connection between these two. The fact that there's two Batei Mikdash taken as a Mashkan, and the fact that there's a Mishkan Shel Mailo, a Mishkan Shel Mata. I would like to speak about something else, which is as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted very much to go into Eretz Yisrael. Very much. What did Moshe Rabbeinu want to do in Eretz Yisrael? He wanted to build a Beis HaMikdash. That's what Moshe wanted to do. And Chazal tell us that if Moshe would have been successful in building the Beis HaMikdash, then you know what would have happened? It could have never been destroyed. And if it would never have been destroyed, when Klal Yisrael wasn't acting appropriately, so you can't destroy the Beis HaMikdash, the only other option is destroy the people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't let Moshe in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you have to stop davening. Stop davening. Why should I stop davening? Because this is not good. This is not going to end well. So don't do it. But Moshe Rabbeinu wanted desperately to build the Beis HaMikdash. He wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. He should build the Beis Hashem. He should be able to be a part of that. And he didn't. He couldn't. So I want to understand what exactly happened as Moshe Rabbeinu was doing all those tefillas. 515 tefillas Moshe Rabbeinu adopted. So let's talk about it for a moment. There's something else which is very interesting, which is why it's so hard to speak about Parshas Pekudei, because it's all repetition. The Torah is so careful with every single word. You know, Shabbos is like literally just like referenced, mentioned. Tefillin, it's so vague. And there's so many halachas about these things. Sinai and Joshua's and all that. But the actual words that the Torah uses, it's Mikra Mot. V'alochas Merubas. It's rare to ever find repetition in the Torah. There's only really three places. One place is here. Truma Tetzave Vayakol Pekudei. Two entire parshas that are basically repetition. If you look in the Chumash, there's barely any Rashi because everything was already, it was already written, all the Rashis, in Truma Tetzaveh. And the entire thing is repeated. The other place that we have it, in particular, is we have it when Eliezer, Eved Avram, was repeating everything that he had spoken about, everything that had happened, the entire story that happened with him, he went and he repeated that story over to Lavan when he got there to base Lavan. The entire story of the Shidduch and everything about that. And the third thing that we have repeated in the Torah is Aseres HaDibros. We have it one time in Parshas Yisrael and another time in Parshas Veschanan. Those are the three things that it seems to be practically word for word repeated. Interesting. What is it about these three things? Nothing else. So I don't know if I saw this, or this is my own thought, I don't remember. But Luchos is Torah. Beis HaMikdash is Avoida. And the Shidduch is Gemilas Chasadim. There are three major pillars, foundations of Yiddishkeit. We say al shleisha dvarim ha'olam oimid, al ha'Torah, al ha'Avoda, v'al gemilas chasadim. So these are the three most foundations, pillars. I could say the most important, but these three things. So these are three things that were emphasized, stressed, repeated. We have the Aseres HaDibros, which is Nesinas HaTorah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. The entire story of the Shidduch was all about what did Rivka have to do? She had to run, give water, and then run back, and all this. What, it was a test in Chesed. That's what it was a test in. It was a test in Chesed. That's Gemilas Chasadim. And the Beis HaMikdash, the primary function of the Beis HaMikdash is Korbanos, is Avodah, is service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. These three things that we have, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, are the pillars of the world. And Reb Chaim Volozhin and others tell us that these three are really symbolic of the three of us. The three of us that we have are Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, each one of them personifies a different one of these midas. Avram was famous for what? For his chesed. I'm going to skip to Yaakov because he's the other famous one. Yitzchak is less famous in general. Yaakov is famous for what? For Torah, he was called an Ish Tam, Yosheva Ohalim. Yitzchak, the main thing that Yitzchak did or allowed to be done to him was that he was the only in history human sacrifice, Korban, Avoida. Avram Yaakov is Torah, Yitzchak is Avoida, and Avram is Gemilas Chasadim. These are the three pillars, and they're the Avos. They're the three pillars of this world. And therefore, we have them, these three, Kenega the three. Now, the same way you have on the Tzad of Toiv, you have on the Tzad of Ra. I'll explain to you what that means. We have three cardinal sins. They're called Gili Arayas, Shvichas Domim, and Avodah Zarah. Gili Arayas, Shvichas Domim, Avodah Zarah. There's three pillars of Kedusha, and then there's three cardinal sins. These three, and we're going to go through how each one is connected to the other. For example, what is the biggest biggest injustice you could do to someone? What's the opposite of Gemilas Chasadim? Killing someone. If you're nice to someone, is you're going to be nice to him. You're being not nice to him, what would you do? Kill him. Now, what is the opposite of Avodah of Hashem? Avodah Zarah. The opposite of Avodah of Hashem is Avodah Zarah. So I'm not doing Avodah Hashem, I'm doing Avodah Zarah. So, as a process of elimination, and we'll try to explain, what is the opposite of Torah? Gilei Arayis. Now that doesn't seem to be so obvious. Why is Gilei Arayis the opposite of Torah? But it is. And I'll explain to you. Based on the Maharal. Maharal says the following thing. He says, these three, Torah, Avodah, Gnes, Chasadim, it's not just random, you need three things. You know, you do need three things to stand. I think the Mashgiach might have spoken about it. In order for something to stand, you need to have three legs. Four legs is to stand firm. There is a fourth leg, which is tshuva, which is dubbing. We're not going to talk about that. But the three legs don't offer something to stand. So that's true, you need three to stand. But it's not stomp three. They're three different elements of our avodah. There's one thing which is called a mitzvah bein adam lechaveroi. What is a classic example of a mitzvah bein adam lechaveroi? Gemilas chasadim is being kind to someone. There's another thing which is called a mitzvah bein adam lamokoyim, between you and Hashem. What would be a classic type of mitzvah bein adam lamokoyim? Karbanos, avoida. I'm serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it is. It's service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to Hashem's house and I'm serving Him. Says the Maharal, there's another type of mitzvah, which is the least famous of them. There's bein adam lamokoyim. There's bein adam lechaveiro. There's something called bein adam la'atzmai. There's a mitzvah which is between you and yourself. There's a mitzvah which is, it elevates the essence of a person. You're not enhancing necessarily your relationship with someone else. It's not working on enhancing your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's enhancing who you are. It's making you a better person. It's elevating you as a person. That is what Torah does. Mashkiach has quoted many times the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi on the Gemara that says, Rabbi Yosef said, Ilav hayoyma kama yoisi ika b'shuka. He spoke about Shavuos. What an awesome day, Shavuos. What's special about Shavuos? Because harbe Torah lamadati v'nisroi mamti. I don't remember if that's Lashon. Harbe Torah? V'nisroi mamti. What is nisroi mamti? I was elevated. I became a different person. I'm not a regular Joe. His name was Rabbi Yosef. He goes, yeah, come here, Siku Meshuka. There's lots of Joes in the street. There's a Joe. I'm not a Joe. A person is a Ben Torah. A Ben Torah means the Torah has changed who I am. It's elevated me as a person. Now, Gilei Arayis is basically, it's destroying the human fiber or the morality and the nobility of a person. He's acting like an animal. Gilei Arayis is acting like an animal. How do I know that? Because Soita, when she has to bring a carbon because she's suspected of this type of Gilei Arayis stuff, her carbon is Sa'irim. And the Gemara says, why is she giving Sa'irim? Because she acted like an animal? We're giving her animal fodder. Sa'irim is what animals eat. So we're giving her animal food. The whole idea of Gilei Arayis is you're subhuman. You're acting like an animal. You can't control yourself. You don't have godless ha'odom. And that is Gilei Arayis Kineged Torah. Those are these different ideas. Now we have, truth be told, in the Beis HaMikdash, there really are three different components of the Beis HaMikdash itself. We said the Beis HaMikdash is primarily Avodah. True. But there's really three different. Avraham Avinu had a relationship with the Makom HaMikdash. Avraham Avinu called it Har. Yitzchak called it Sodeh, and Yaakov called it Bayis. Each one had a different description of what was there. Behar Hashem Yiroah, Beitz Yitzchak Lesuach Basodeh, and Yaakov said, this is Beis Elohim. Each one is. So, I'd like to discuss that for a moment, what exactly that means, and then we're going to get back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Avraham Avinu is really the foundation of everything. When the Ger came to Hillel and said, listen, teach me the entire Torah in 1 foot, he said, V'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. Be kind. Be a good person. That's the foundation of everything. Zeklal gadol b'Torah, V'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. Because really, Hashem is also a friend. Really, Ben Adam l'mokim is really just, is really another expression of Alma Chavera, because if we can establish a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's nicer? Who's our best friend? Says Rashi, your best friend is Hashem. Re'echa v're'echa v'ichal tazov is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem is your friend. So the foundation of everything is really Avram. He starts it all off, Avram Avinu. He's like the Yisoid. In the Mishkan, the Beriach HaTichon came from the tree of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had a tree, Eshel Avram. That tree is where everyone used to come rest by Avraham Avinu. Rest by that tree. It says that The Mishkan was built with the Briach HaTichon was from his tree. Why? The foundation. The Briach means it's like the foundation of the Mishkan is Avram. The Har is what everything is built on. The Har Habayis, that's the foundation. Avram Avinu said he was the foundation. He saw the Har. Now Yitzchak saw on the Har a Sadeh. He saw a field. A Sadeh is industrial. Industry. A Sadeh is where things are happening. So in the Beis HaMikdash, there was this constant industry of Karbanos that were going on in the Beis HaMikdash. There were Karbanos constantly being brought. The Beis HaMikdash was always burning. There was always, think every single day, Tamid in the morning, in the afternoon. There was constantly Karbanos moving. Yitzchak was able to connect with what was happening on top of the Har. When a person's able to become a good person, and then he's able to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing the Avodah, and that's the Sadeh of the Beis HaMikdash. In that Sadeh, there's a bias. There's a home. And in the bias, that's where the Luchos are. That's where the Aron is. That's where the Torah is. That is the intimacy that we speak about of a person being able to have a home, being able to build to make something special happens inside the bias. That's where the Torah is. The Torah is in the bias. And that's what Yaakov was able to relate to. These are the three components, the building blocks of the Beis HaMikdash. Listen to this fascinating thing. The first mention of the Har HaBayis was actually, Bayis was called Machaneh. Machaneh was what Avraham Avinu, there was the Machaneh. There was one Machaneh, by Yaakov I mean, and there was Machanayim, there was a second Machaneh. But Machaneh is the expression of, it's called the Machaneh HaShchina, or Machaneh Hashem. Machaneh is Gematria 103. Avraham Avinu was able to see more than just the Machaneh, he saw the Har. The Har is Gematria 206. That's double Machaneh. Sadeh is Gematria 309. That's triple Machaneh. Bayis is Gematria 412. That's four times Machaneh. Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillas. That's five times Machaneh. You understand what's something's going on over here? This is not just like by accident. You have Machaneh is 103. This is the Belzer Rebbe makes this deal. Machaneh is 103. Har is 206. Bayis, Sodeh is 309. Bayis is 412. And Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillas. What's the pshat? So he says the pshat is as follows. He says, the Beis HaMikdash has to be built. Kodesh Baruch Hu lays the foundation, Machaneh. This is where you build the Beis HaMikdash. This is the special place. Now do it. Avraham Avinu built one wall. Yitzchak built another. Yaakov built another. Now, once you have three walls, you've got enough to bring the bias down. But it's not complete. Who's going to complete the Beis HaMikdash? And once it's complete, it will never be broken. That's Moshe. Moshe knew he can do this. Moshe said, I want to build the Beis HaMikdash. And if I put that wall in place, we're there. We're good. And he davened 515 tefillos. That's the final wall of the Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, you can't do this. Your tefillas will build the Beis HaMikdash in Shamayim, because there's Eilep Kudi HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdos. There's a Mishkan in Shamayim, there's a Mishkan down here, but you cannot build the physical Mishkan, because if you bring that much Shechina into this world, it cannot leave, because you're completing the Mishkan. So therefore Moshe Rabbeinu had to be satisfied with the fact that he did build the Beis HaMikdash with his tefillas. Which Mikdash did he build? The Beis HaMikdash Shel Mala. The Beis HaMikdash Shel Mata, someone else had to build. Because of that, the physical manifestation wasn't complete. Our job is to be able to do that. And the Or Chaim HaKadosh says, we will do that. We'll bring that Beis HaMikdash with the schus of Moshe when we learn to appreciate Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. When we learn Torah, so then Moshe Rabbeinu's, his essence is going to be down here in this world. And our Torah is going to build a Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash will be with us, Lanetzach. Have a good Shabbos.